90.7 WKGC, this is The Mix. Little Billy Joel and River of Dreams start us off on this Monday morning. We're not in the studio this morning, Tom.
I noticed that. It's all, like, really different in here.
It's, actually, like, industrial.
What I should say is welcome to my world, Scott.
This is Area 151.
This is Area 151. This is where all the strange stuff happens.
You got to give Tori some microphone there. We're on location here.
What do people do here?
Tori's microphone is...
Check.
There you go.
Thank you, Nacy. We have a couple of other people here with
us.
Do. Not just a couple. Nacy, nice enough to lend me her microphone. Nacy from the Business Innovation Center here at Gulf Coast State College. And we've invited Ed Phelan because it is Manufacturing Month this month, where we celebrate, well, all the things that get manufactured. You, in particular, do marine.
I'm manufactured also.
What? You are... Thanks to your mother, we appreciate her. And you've gone on to manufacture marine items. You're from Maritech Marine?
I'm Maritech.
What do you do there?
Maritech Machine.
Oh, machine.
Yeah, it's a machine shop, a precision machine shop here in Panama City. And we manufacture pretty much anything that's necessary to keep a piece of equipment running.
Okay.
Any of the major facilities, a port, oceaneering, berg pipe. The paper mill, for example, whenever they have a big piece of equipment go down, then they have to have a part manufactured for it because most of the equipment is older and repair parts aren't available.
Okay, so they're all specially made.
Specially
and
made.
And they're...
one-offs in a lot of cases. We will retro-engineer a piece. If you have a broken part, we can... take measurements from that and build a whole new part.
Great.
So that's what Maritech does.
Okay. Now, throughout Manufacturing Month, you have several events that you're going to do to celebrate manufacturing?
I also chair the Northwest Florida Manufacturing Council, which is a large group of manufacturers and associate members that come together to... we were able to establish learning academies, manufacturing academies, in five high schools and actually 11 high schools. Five of them got a full manufacturing classroom with all the materials set up for that with through MSSC to generate the CPT, which is a learning course. And that CPT... allows for 15 credit hours to any state college.
Fantastic. So you're getting students interested and trained for your industry.
Right. And they're coming touring Maritech and another company here in town called Merrick Industries. They're touring that on the 13th of this month. We're expecting about 200 students.
Wow, fantastic.
Rutherford is one of those.
Yeah,
great.
Rutherford's one of those students.
Now, what is your background? Are you an engineer or a designer?
No.
How did you get into manufacturing, Ed?
Well, I had a previous career as an executive in an international company, retired, moved home. This is my home.
Great.
And got bored to tears. Went to work. I'm not an engineer and I'm not a machinist, but I know enough about people and processes and so on. And that's what I do there. I'm in charge of business development and the process flow in the shop.
So. Great. And I asked if you had a couple of events this month you wanted to promote?
The events, we have our Northwest Florida Manufacturers Council has a general meeting on the 19th.
Great.
And then the tours that are happening on the 13th.
Okay, so folks that might be interested in getting into manufacturing or networking with your business because they might need a service can come on the 19th and take a tour and get familiar with you guys.
Absolutely.
Great.
Anytime they can come by and we'll show them the shop and we'll give a tour.
And do you have a website people could get more information?
Yes, MaritechMachine.com.
Great. That's an easy one, MaritechMachine.com.
That's easy enough.
Yeah.
We'll stick around. Nacy, we'll chat with you a little bit as well, and Ed, and stick around. We can talk about the BIC. We've got folks in here. Tom, we're building things. That's why we're in Area 151.
And the reason today to be in Area 151 is that group of us here at Gulf Coast State College have decided to do what we can to help the situation in the Caribbean, specifically Puerto Rico. So we have manufactured the first of what we hope will be many, 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 what we're terming now solar generators.
Excellent. These are
individual units designed for individual house use.
And we will talk about that. Sorry, I just cut you off.
You did.
We're but in a different room.
It gets you're on the wrong side of me. You should be on the other side.
I'm always on the wrong side.
I thought maybe Ed could check to make sure you're doing the process correctly.
Oh, there you go.
Chances are.
Check their work.
Process.
Ed needs to be real careful because I might need some very specific parts machine. So Ed needs to keep a low profile over there. He's going to get volunteered.
I'm here for you guys.
Okay. Well, it's 9:15. We'll take a quick break. We've got music here from Golden Earring and a little Radar Love on your Monday morning. We'll talk about manufacturing and what we can do to help out in Puerto Rico, or at least what we're doing here at Gulf Coast State College here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's about 22 minutes after 9 o'clock, and we're here on The Mix, but we're out of studio. We are far away from Studio A, several floors
we're
down.
We're about as far away as we can get in this building anyway. We are, instead of high atop
sub-basement B.
Yes, instead of being high atop the advanced technology, we're as far down in it as you can get, in the secret sub-basement here.
Area 151.
We refer to as Area 151.
What in the world are you making here?
Well, this is where all the strange and wonderful things happen.
This is what we do in 151. We make strange things, some of which work and some of which don't. But
we don't talk about the ones that don't.
No, am I allowed to talk about that, Melanie?
Nope.
I don't know.
But you've got a successful project going on right now.
I do have a successful project going on right now. What we have is what we're terming now a solar generator. And these are devices specifically engineered so that people that are off-grid in Puerto Rico or anywhere else and want to keep medicines, medical devices, refrigerators, charge your cell phone, all of that can be done relatively relatively economically, and with once you set it up, it doesn't need any fuel. It doesn't need anything but some sunshine, which in the Caribbean there's a lot of. So here we have a device designed for, we're at 18 degrees north, so we've designed this thing around the solar load at 18 degree north, and it should work for us. And we'll let...
what is the status right now in Puerto Rico?
This is Dr. Hernandez.
Well, good morning. Thank you for the invitation. Next to me, it's Brittany, our PR person for the Enactus team, that it's pretty much heading and leading the initiative with us on the college. But, well, yes, actually, I was explaining to some of our guests that, everyone from the media, I will say, when they talk about Puerto Rico, they are pretty much concentrating on the Northeast or, anything related to San Juan, because usually it's easier for people to understand, where they are located in the island. But the other 95% of the island, it's without power, and, the aid, it's barely getting there.
It's hard to get there.
Yes.
Yeah.
So one of the advantages that we have of why are we doing this? Well, we have a lot of Puerto Ricans in our community here at the college as well. And the actual cities or municipalities where the hurricane made landfall, the eye made a landfall, it's where we grew up. So we know the ins and outs of the communities. We know the people. We've been talking to some of the mayors. We identified two nursing homes, one foundation that it's embedded in one of the hospitals that works with 200 patients. And that's where we're going to take the aid that we are, collecting right now. There's going to be a press release that will be coming out today. And our main focus is the solar systems. We have, like I said, all in all, about 250 patients already identified through these different organizations to... in various need or dire need of just powering, a feeding machine or a ventilator or just something as a nebulizer if they're, asthmatic. Asthma is one of the top three conditions in children in Puerto Rico. And I know because I had it and my children had it.
We're going to test this system this afternoon with your nebulizer. So.
Yes, I brought it and we're going to film it and we're going to upload it to our Enactus Facebook page. Same for the Gulf Coast State College Facebook page. We have a campaign right now running. So people have been asking us, how can we collaborate and contribute but make sure that the contribution goes to what you say you're going to be doing. Well, Brittany posted this week in a campaign where people can go and purchase directly from the web the different components and make them ship straight to us. And that will guarantee 100% that will be used for what it needs to be.
So if you want to go on Enactus GCSC on Facebook, follow us, and it has our link for cash donations safely through PayPal, and then we have another link on each photo of each item that we need that'll take you to the website where you need to purchase select items if that's how you'd rather do it. And then we also have our flyer posted for all items that we need to take with us, like food, baby diapers, items for animals and things like that. So Enactus GCSC.
When is the anticipated deployment of this help?
Well, we had our logistic meetings, which you can see some of the pictures in our Enactus GCSC page as well. We will be extending our collection period until October 15th. And then from there, we will start with the logistics of shipping it there.
And how's it going to get over there?
Well, we have partnered with High Hopes, which is a local charity that actually was the one that wanted to create this kind of help. And that's why they reach out to us and to the team, because they know that the students work hard in this kind of thing. So they have secured the air transportation.
Okay.
And, you know, just so you know, two things. Well, we can bring as many as you can give us. So airplanes are not an issue. Just have that in mind. And we just confirmed this morning that, how do you pronounce that?
I'm not real sure.
Froop 15?
Frove? I don't know. I don't drink that.
Well,
Frove.
I was right. Hey, look at that.
I just talked to Mr. Kevin Farnett. He's the CEO of the company, and he just committed to us 48,000 units. That's two shipping containers worth of the product. And it's going to be shipped to us in this week. He's working on a third one.
How'd you make that connection?
Well, actually, one of our local community members that was in the logistic team that we were meeting on Saturday, Tomas, he's a local entrepreneur, ex-military as well. He has a company for networking. He's going to be probably traveling with us to help set up networks in Puerto Rico. Made the contact, and through him, you know, he contacted me last night. And, you know, pretty much we moved this fast. So we did a soft launch of this campaign on Friday before the press release, and it's already paying off. But just so you know, even though some of the aid is getting to some places now, we hope that we will be there on the ground around in a month, hopefully. And, you know, all the supplies are still going to be needed, so much as the solar system and the actual, you know, basic supplies like food and
if you're to believe what we're hearing through the news networks, there will be parts of Puerto Rico that will be 6 months to a year getting back on grid again. And that's a long time to live with spoiled insulin.
Well, and that's true. Again, you know, I was born and raised in the island. I just moved here 4 years ago. So in 88, when Hurricane Hugo went through the island, it was maybe a category 2, maybe 3. I went with no power for 2, almost 3 months, and without water for 8.
Wow.
So this one, it's going to be a long time before they recuperate. So this system at least should work easily with no maintenance in a safe way, healthy way, because it doesn't generate any fumes or anything year. So it should buy them enough time to fix some of the infrastructure and help with some of those areas.
Our design parameter was to make this thing last for a year.
Can you describe in layman's terms exactly what you are sending? It's a solar panel with what kind of capabilities, and what are these parts here I'm looking at? What is this?
This is the standard panel we're using with, and please remember, these are modular systems. If you come into a house where we have need for more, this system is expandable. It can expand as much as you want it to expand. The standard home use unit will be a 300 watt solar panel, bearing in mind that we have between 6 and 6.5 hours annual average production hours for solar panels.
It looks like about 3 feet by 5 foot.
That's
panel.
About right, yes.
Okay.
The panels require a controlling device, and we have a controlling device here which will control the solar panel, turn it on and off as the batteries need it, and it'll also turn on and off the load, which is a power inverter. The advantage to doing that is it will actually go into shutdown mode before you damage your battery pack. If you drain a battery,
so you can't overcharge it.
Or undercharge it. If you drag it down to zero, a dozen times or more, you're probably going to have a hard time getting the full charge back into the battery. The battery pack are...
those look Johnson like car batteries.
Well, they're actually boat batteries.
They're big ones.
Those are deep cycle marine batteries, and they're 109 amp hours apiece, giving us 109 amp hours at 24 volts.
And how many do you plan to...
2.4 kWh if you're doing that. We figure we're going to need, after having done research on my own equipment, on my own kitchen this weekend, we need about 1.2, 1.4 kWh. So our battery pack is designed at almost twice what our estimated need would be.
And that would power what? Your whole house?
No.
Your refrigerator?
Your refrigerator, your cell phone, a couple of these things will be supplied with LED lights so that you have light at night. You have to realize that right now they're either using flashlights if they can find batteries
candles.
Or candles,
sure.
Which is also a hazard. This will power some LED lighting, your refrigerator, and probably a small fan to make sleeping a little bit more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking here down in Area 151 here at Gulf Coast State College. We're manufacturing stuff, and it's not just to make money. This is stuff to help people, and we want to talk more about that. We'll be back in just a moment. We've got a look at the weather forecast in some Sweet Home Alabama as well here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's Sweet Home Alabama, Lynyrd Skynyrd on The Mix this morning, ribbing Melanie Boyd in here with a little, she's not an Alabama fan, FSU. It was a good weekend for football, wasn't it? We'll talk later. We're on much more serious stuff here. I mean, we're talking about manufacturing things to here at Gulf Coast State College to go to Puerto Rico to give some folks some power, some well-needed, much-needed power.
And we're also talking about manufacturing jobs for people here at Gulf Coast State College.
Exactly. It's a great tie-in, which is why we felt it was good to have you all down here with us. We've got Ed Phelan and Nacy Dolar here at Gulf Coast State College here in Area 151. So manufacturing is what you guys do.
That's exactly right. The manufacturing world is in dire need of students and future employees. Through the college and through the Northwest Florida Manufacturing Council, we are hoping to fill that pipeline. There's an estimated 3,800 jobs that will go unfilled here in the 10 counties that makes up the Northwest Florida.
Yeah, we need entrepreneurs. We need people who are willing to go into these classes, not only through the manufacturing academies at Rutherford and a number of different local area schools, like Everett Middle School as well, but we need them to come into Gulf Coast State College as well, under the design program, the engineering technology program, to get their certified production technician certification, get AutoCAD certified, SolidWorks, learn SolidWorks. All right. Those different things.
So once you've been in the manufacturing programs, which you offer in the high schools, Ed, you can even earn credits
15,
in those high school programs.
15 credit hours.
Okay.
At the completion of your exam and passing the exam, you earn the MSSC CPT certificate, which is a certified production technician certificate, and that... While you don't know necessarily if they handed you a machine and said fix it, you won't know how to do that, but you'll know the concepts and the tools necessary to fix it. Then you'd have to learn the other part of the actual machine itself from either on the job or from additional training.
Sure, and then there are a lot of different programs, some of which Nacy was mentioning, that you can use those 15 credits towards.
Absolutely.
There's so many tracks you can go on. Whether it be engineering to entrepreneurship and all things
That's
in between.
Right.
Tell us a couple more of the programs here at Gulf Coast State College. I know it's a long list that you could go into.
Right. Well, if you think of manufacturing, there's all different directions.
Right.
So specifically,
I think of engineers. That's what I just automatically think of, and most people do.
Yes. But
there's
so many different, so much more. So under the Business and Technology Division, and I know Melanie Boyd is here as the chair of the entire division, but there's engineering technology, there's the area of digital design, there's the area of business and logistics. all of those particular areas are so important. We don't think about it,
right.
But there's all those pieces and parts. And then there's additional training that people can go to, if not through the credit side, as well as the non-credit side,
right.
Through corporate college. There's workforce training that people can go through and take classes to help develop their skills so they can move on and get jobs in this arena.
Yeah.
There's a new aerospace company here in town.
Right.
GKN. Yeah, we've mm-hmm. noticed that, yes.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say their name on the radio yet?
Why not?
Okay. I think so. Well, we just have, so.
Yeah, we did it anyway, so.
Oh, okay, well, oops.
Well,
and their big facility
I
at the airport.
Yeah, I used the letters. I didn't actually say their name.
Well, I don't know what their name is besides.
No, I don't either.
There you go.
Yeah, I went to the ribbon cutting. Governor Scott was there at their facility at the Bay County Airport.
No surprises.
Or, I'm sorry, the Northwest Florida Beaches International Airport.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's right.
Northwest Florida Regional Beaches International Airport.
It's like the library.
It's like the library name. It's one of those things that you just have a lot of trouble with.
Yeah. Why can't they just say, like, O'Hare?
I think that's where I'm from.
I'm from Chicago. Originally.
Well, or Atlanta. They just call it Atlanta. I mean, you don't ever call it anything else.
What else could you call it?
It's called Hartsfield International, I believe.
Really?
It's its real name, yes. Mm-hmm.
Big airport. Well, what other events going on does the BIC have or with manufacturing?
Well, with the Business Innovation Center, as you know, supports entrepreneurship of all kinds, and we have something coming up. It's October 10th. Kevin Elliott will be talking about LinkedIn and how important that is for any business and any person who's trying to promote themselves as well. So that's going to be October 10th here in the Advanced Technology Center at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Very good. Well, let's take a quick break. Little Huey Lewis in the news. We'll come back. We'll talk more about our project that we've got going on here at Gulf Coast State College. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. We're 14 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, and we're out of location. We're down in the bowels of the Advanced Technology Center here at Gulf Coast State College. Most of the time here in Florida, we don't have basements, but we're in sub-basement D.
This, I believe, was sub-basement sub-basement D is what it said on the elevator.
I think so, yes.
You have to have a special pass key in the elevator to get all the way down here.
This is the one of the cool rooms where all of the interesting Frankenstein-type things happen down here. I'm only allowed in at rare times.
Well, you have to be escorted in here, Scott.
Yes. My clearance does not cover me here.
Area 151.
That's right, Area 151. Which really you can see in the Advanced Technology Center when you come in. There's a nice, really cool red little Mazda Miata outside that I wish worked. Can you make it work for me?
One day we will. It's on our. I keep wanting to fix that car and get it back on the road, but people keep coming up with other programs, projects for me to do here.
Like helping out folks in Puerto Rico?
That's a big one.
Okay.
That's one we're very, very dedicated to here, and we now have with us our boss. And she's the lady who is, I don't know if you'd call her boss or ringmaster in this building.
Ringmaster, usually.
I think it's much more like she's our ringmaster. So when you want to do something, you have to go find Melanie and ask her if that's even allowable.
Melanie Boyd is the chair of business and technology, which includes culinary, too, and I don't know what else. Everything else. I almost called you visual performing arts, by the way. Sorry.
Ooh, and that would make Jason so upset.
Yeah, really.
That's right. You're on loan from visual performing.
That's right.
Well,
on loan
anymore.
Permanently? You purchased
permanently.
Me. Thank That's you.
Right.
I appreciate it. So, Melanie, just tell us real quickly, how long have you been here at Gulf Coast and in charge of business and technology and all of the other...
And tell us why we all know your name but can't quite place where we know it from. Because there's a reason behind... There is a reason behind that. She's actually a politician.
Used to be.
We don't hold that against her.
I've been at Gulf Coast since 2008.
It's the same year I came.
Started as a business faculty member, and I stepped in as department chair in 2012. So it's been a great 4 years as division chair. We have a lot of great people, and you joke around being ringmaster, but when you have great people around you, the job is easy because just let people go, and they come up with all kinds of ideas of things.
Some of them crazy.
True, but we're not opposed to crazy
if it's
going to do good in our community or at large. So we're always open to change and new ideas. Like Tom said, we have lots of projects. Some work, some don't. But until you try, you don't know what's going to and what's not. So,
and I must say, it's one of the things that makes it fun to be around here because we are sometimes trying things. You go, And when it works, you look at that and say, that never should have worked. But it's always fun to try. It's always fun to invent, and it's fun to think, and it's fun to be around. I mean, we've got faculty and staff and students who push you real hard on some of this stuff. So it's just a lot of fun to do.
It is a lot of fun. When Dr. Hernandez came on board here with us, it's been about 4 years ago now, one of the main things that he brought into our entrepreneurship program is teaching students that it's okay to fail. You know, you're going to fail. If you're a true entrepreneur, you're probably going to fail more than you win.
Yeah, and being an entrepreneur myself, that is true. You fail more than you succeed, but you learn in failing. And the other thing is, if you're not far enough off out on the edge, you're probably not starting up something that is going to succeed in a big way anyway, because it has to be new, it has to be different. I mean, a lot of the traditional stuff has already been taken right at this point right now. So that's another thing that's fun, is these crazy ideas. Love them.
We learn ways that it didn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
And which is why we try stuff like solar generators to send off to Puerto Rico to help out Professor Hernandez's family and friends and other folks that are there.
We have another person who has family in Puerto Rico here. Here's Professor Lopez here from our UAV program. And
unmanned vehicles.
Unmanned vehicles.
Yes. So, you know what is not crazy is the fact that we were sitting up in a classroom a couple of days ago, last week.
Yeah, it was last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday. And we started thinking about what can we do to help people that don't have fuel or don't have the access to fuel.
Literally, this came out of a brainstorming session that Tony started with Professor Adesi and myself up there, and we're just talking, what could we possibly do to help people in Puerto Rico? And this is kind of what came out of it. We started looking up what different pieces of equipment needed, how much energy, how could we get it, how inexpensively could we buy all the parts, and this is what we came up with after, you know, an hour or so of just brainstorming a project. And once you get done that, then you're down to the engineering.
Well, not only just coming up with what we needed, just the fact that within our program we do remote sensing, satellite imagery. We collect information, and immediately I began to download satellite imagery to look at what the devastation was. I quickly realized that there were a lot of solar farms in Puerto Rico. Some of them were intact, some were, destroyed. Mm-hmm. So our setup will actually become an example for people to go collect items that are already inoperable and just build their own solar.
A lot of repurposing harvesters could be done with shall we call it, indigenous solar devices there, because this is an example of how you can keep a household running and together and keep your food from spoiling. And
correct.
Very, very easily, there's only 12 electrical connections in this entire system. That, again, was one of our design parameters. It has to be quick, and it has to be easy to set up, because we're going to have volunteers setting that up that are not solar technicians. So it has to. We'll send these out of here pre-made, ready to go, in an understandable fashion, so that almost anybody with a little bit of training, half an hour worth of training or so, we can put them out there and have them setting it up. So it's one of these things where Dr. Hernandez and his group run down there, and they'll be training people to train people to actually put the stuff in.
What is the cost overall for one of these solar setups?
Overall, it's about $400 for the entire setup.
Okay.
And our goal is to get about 100 systems put together, but we know that the need is much larger, so anything that can be contributed, there's no limit.
Quite frankly, even to put a dent in things, we would need $250,000 of these things going out of here. It's just we have a lot of resources here at Gulf Coast State College. We have a lot of student clubs are falling in behind us here. We're going to have a lot of labor, but it's just a lot of parts. The need is so very, very great right now that we'll have a lot of people volunteering to help us. I'll pre-cut wire and put ends on it and get these things mounted on platform boards so that all of this is ready to go and we're ready to when they get them there to Puerto Rico, they don't have to do any work other than show somebody how to run it, move on.
What's the most expensive piece of the puzzle?
Actually, the battery pack costs a little more than the solar panel. The solar panels, I think we're going to get them down to around $140 a piece. The batteries, we're getting quotes on the batteries. I suspect the batteries, it takes two batteries for every one solar panel, and I suspect the batteries are going to be in the $80 a piece range when all said and done.
And again, if somebody wants to help out, what do they need to do?
Go on Facebook and search Enactus GCSC, and we're posting constantly to keep you up to date. And we've got the flyers full of items that we need on there, and we have links where you can donate monetarily. And then we also have the links on each item that we need to make the solar panels. If you'd rather just buy an item and have it shipped directly to the college, you can do that as well.
Very good. And, of course, we'll have all that information on our website as well.
And we'll get producer Brandon, who is running this from high
Studio
atop
A.
Studio A, high atop the ATC. We'll get producer Brandon to put a copy of this radio program on our website. So if you want to listen to us again, why? I don't know why you'd want to do that, but there is some good information.
There's some good information. That's why.
You know, one of the key things is that we can't be there to do this for all the people of Puerto Rico. We'd like to, the big push is to educate them, to repurpose things that they have, and to teach them to help themselves. You know, that's what our Florida education system is all about, is educating others so they can go out and make a difference and make their lives better. And that's what we're trying to do. And there are 27 colleges in the Florida college system, and I know a lot of them have a big focus on manufacturing. So I challenge every one of them to let's reach out, go beyond our normal boundaries, and see what we can do to contribute to this cause. So I challenge you to try to build some of these solar generators to help get to Puerto Rico to help the families there.
The all the specific information, the drawings, everything are already up on the Enactus page. So if you need any more information, feel free to contact us here at Gulf Coast State College. We'll email you a package. Anybody who wants to help, we're happy for that. Florida is unique in having some of the best colleges in the country. I mean, I have participated in tours from people from all around the world here in this building talking to us about what we do here and how the Florida college system runs. I would also love to see we have a very, very fine group of technical schools around this country. This is, again, a very good project for them. Raise some money. Let's make some more of these. If we all keep the design similar, they'll be modular. We won't have any problem clipping more parts together to make a larger one.
And I know I've participated with the K-12 system in judging science fair, and I know for a fact there are students in our middle schools and high schools that are fully capable of tackling this project. So I challenge it not to even limit it to college students, but anybody who's interested in building things, have the engineering mind.
We'll post some we're going to post some build days when we're going to be in here working on this, and even people in the community who want to come by and learn how to do this, they can do it at home. We're not going to use any fancy tools. This is going to be very, very basic construction. It has to be simple, because if you're in the mountains in Puerto Rico, you might not be able to get to a machine shop to fix something. This is designed to be rugged and easily repaired on site. And I would just love to have anybody, we'll post our build days as soon as we get them scheduled, come by here and help us. Come by here and talk to us.
So the challenge is out there for anybody who's listening anywhere around the country. Help us out, and you can help out the folks in Puerto Rico, and we don't have to limit it there as well. There's other places that are devastated. We were talking yesterday with some folks who had family in the Keys, and they're, the same boat, really. So there's a lot of devastation, and we can help fix that. Because we escaped a big one this time, so we're quite thankful, and we can pay that all forward. All of this is up on our website, and Tony, you got one more thing.
Well, very quickly, I would like to clarify something. We're going to call this solar harvesters.
Solar harvesters.
That's correct.
All right.
Oh, cool. I've been calling them solar batteries for lack of a better term, or solar generators for lack of a better term, but solar harvesters is good.
I've been with Professor Hernandez and calling them solar systems, so... works for me.
Either
whatever
way.
We want to call it. We're coming up on 10 o'clock, and we'll round out this hour of music. It's a little Manic Monday with the Bangles on 90.7 WKGC.